Bishop Sheen tells the story of the young boy who wanted a new bicycle for his birthday, so he sat down to write a letter to God and said, "Dear God, if you give me a new bicycle for my birthday, I promise to help Mom and Dad, and I'll take out the trash every day for a month." And he thought about it and thought, well, that's too hard, so he crossed it out. Then he wrote, "Dear God, if you give me a new bicycle for my birthday, I will clean my room every day for a month." He thought about that and he said, well, that's too hard as well. So he crossed that out. Then he had an idea. He went over and got the statue of our Blessed Mother from the living room, rolled it up in a blanket, went into his closet, put it on the top shelf of his closet all wrapped in the blanket, locked the closet door and sat down to write this letter to God. "Dear God, if you ever want to see your mother again..." Well, obviously, God did want to see his mother again. Jesus wanted to see his mother, and that's why he assumed her into heaven, body and soul. Today, we celebrate the feast day of Our Lady's Assumption. The church says that at the completion of Mary's earthly life, her body and soul was assumed into heaven. So God did not allow decay or corruption to touch Mary's body, because she was the new Eve. She was the Immaculate Conception. She was the living tabernacle of God. She was the Ark of the New Covenant. So God would not allow decay or corruption to touch her body. So this is a beautiful feast day of the Assumption of our Blessed Mother. And it's such a fitting act that God would do, because after all, the Bible says, honor your father and mother. And Jesus certainly honored his mother, Mary. And wouldn't you want to honor your own mother by not allowing her to experience bodily corruption at the completion of her life? And so Jesus honored his mother. After all, she was his living tabernacle. She was his temple. She was his dwelling place for 9 months when he was in the womb. So she is mother of Jesus, who is our Lord and God. So Mary carried Jesus within her for 9 months. She became this living ark of the new covenant, so pure and holy. She was, as you know, conceived without original sin. And so God would not allow her body to corrupt and decay after the end of her earthly life. We also know in Scripture, we see in this very beautiful first reading that we had today from the book of Revelation, that John, who's writing this gospel about the year 90 or 100, this book of Revelation, he looks up, he's given a glimpse into heaven, and he sees God's temple in heaven opening. And what does he see? The Ark of the Covenant. And then he describes Mary, this woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head, a crown of 12 stars. Well, this is the woman that gives birth to the son that will rule all nations. Who is the woman? Obviously, it has to be our Blessed Mother. This woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars. She's wearing a crown because she's a queen. She gave birth to Jesus, who, of course, is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That makes Mary a queen, since she gave birth to Christ the King. And she is that Ark of the Covenant, that pure gold of God. And then we see in that second reading today, 1 Corinthians 15, that Christ has been raised from the dead, and after him, those in proper order will also be the first fruits and share in the first fruits of Jesus' resurrection. But because of Mary's closeness to the Lord, she doesn't have to wait until the second coming of Christ to receive her glorified body, because she was the mother of the Lord, the mother of God. So Mary doesn't have to wait until the second coming, when we will receive our glorified bodies and get our glorified bodies in heaven with our soul. Mary is special. She doesn't have to wait. She received her glorified body immediately upon the completion of her life, when she was taken body and soul into heaven. And then lastly, we know that when we look historically at the devotion that people have had to our Blessed Mother, we know of all the saints. We have relics of St. Peter underneath the St. Peter's in the Vatican. We have relics of St. Paul in Rome. We have relics of all the apostles. We know where they're all buried. But no city has ever claimed to have the relics, the first-class relics of our Blessed Mother. Nobody has the remains of Our Lady. As Scott Hahn says, there's no bones about it because Our Lady is not there. Her body was taken up into heaven. And so what the Church teaches about the Assumption is that this is a pattern for what the Church will one day go through when we receive our glorified bodies and go to heaven, not only with our soul, but with our body as well. So the Church says today in its liturgy that this liturgy is a mass of hope, a ceremony, a liturgy of hope, because it shows what one of us, one human being, was able to do with God's grace. That Mary is the sign of hope for us as the people of God. The liturgy says that Mary is a comfort to us as pilgrim people on our way to eternal life. Mary received her glorified body at the end of her life, and that's the hope that we too will receive a glorified body at the end of our life. So this Mass, it says, is a pledge of future glory and asking for the grace to desire heaven above all things.